Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I don't know, Bob. It seems ludicrous on one hand, but on the other, it's really not to be talking about Will Howard, especially not when we have John Gruden on the morning show. But here's the other reason. A couple weeks ago, even, certainly 3-4 weeks ago, one of our topics was, is Aaron Rodgers just going to come back next year and play? And like, can they just groom the next guy behind him? And are they set here? I mean, they were getting outstanding quarterback play. He's now a topic. Their quarterbacking is now a topic because he's almost 42 and he had a terrible game and he was pretty good before that. And I think generally good the whole season. You know, when I say pretty good before that, I thought he had a decent game against the Colts. Mm-hmm. But generally, I've been surprised at how good he's been. But when you have a game that bad at this age, then it becomes a topic. Like what happens from here on out? And certainly if we're projecting ahead, now I'm not so sure that Aaron Rodgers is even going to want to play next year or that the Steelers should want him to play for them next year. You know what I mean? You very wisely counseled us to be cautious on that topic and that it could change week to week. And yeah, that's what it does. So now suddenly I'm asking you and Hokie, well, what happens if Rodgers struggles against the Bengals, against that defense, then we have a 5-alarm fire. Then we're talking about Mason Rudolph, maybe.
Yeah, Hokie was clear. He said that could very well happen if it turns out to be a bad game. And yeah, they have a lot, you know, at stake here trying to hold off the Ravens.
And encircling this whole quarterback topic is the future and next year. And next year's draft being in Pittsburgh and how the common thought is they've been hoarding resources to try to move up to get a guy at that draft, not just because it's in Pittsburgh, but because it's time. And how does Will Howard figure into all this? The mysterious, never seen before in the NFL, somehow folk hero, Will Howard. How does he figure in all this? And so we have John Gruden on the morning show piping in with this as people are talking about it anyway these days because Howard just finally got taken out of mothballs by the Steelers to where he can at least participate. And then Gruden goes on the morning show and drops this.
I love Will Howard. I'm thankful that he is up. I'm shocked that he's going to be on the bench much longer. I just think he has everything that you're looking for. We won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. He's got that prototype size I like. He's 6'4". He's 225, 230. He's built like a horse. I mean, it's a big guy. Can run the ball. You can run the quarterback power plays and all these quarterback draws that everybody likes to run. He can keep it on the zone read. He's an accurate passer. He's a winner, man. This guy's a winner. He won big at Kansas State. They won the Big 12. He won the national title. He has the wow factor. He's got a photographic memory. He's a great communicator. I'll be shocked if he's not one hell of an NFL quarterback. And I told a couple of my friends in Pittsburgh, I told Omar Khan, I can't believe you got him in a sixth round.
Wow.
That's as heavy of an endorsement as I've heard about someone who was taken in the sixth round.
But I think many, many, many Steeler fans are going to ingest that like catnip, Bob. I really think they will, because he was a folk hero here. Well, I was going to say before he ever took a snap. He's never taken a snap. 412-928-9370. What did you make of that? I think it's also important, and what do you make of the future of this position as we see Aaron Rodgers suddenly struggle as badly as he did? Like, what's ahead for him? What about good old Mason? And where are we going at the draft? All of this. It's the Steelers' never-ending quarterback situation, sort of this week, interestingly, coming to a head with Will Howard as the centerpiece. I think it's important to say, though, Bob, that John Gruden loves every single quarterback.
And Howard was on his program, too. I think when he gets you on the program, he can come away with his opinions.
Yes.
Sure. And they mean something, because it's John Gruden, who's won a Super Bowl, been in the league. So
loves Riley Leonard. That goes on the Gruden show, which was a great show. I don't even know if it's still on.
They'll probably resurrect it on Barstool now.
In some form. Yeah. I mean, everybody went on there, he's crazy about and loves. So that's important to mention. But man, that was eye-opening.
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected that effusive praise. All I'll say is I like to keep everything open until I see for myself what the guy can do. And I don't think he's been given that opportunity yet. But I look at his career in college. If I'm someone in charge of drafting players, I do put a heavy emphasis on production in college. It's not the only thing I'm going to emphasize, but it's a big point of emphasis. I want to see how you do in big games. Big games matter. Championship games matter. So to me, I saw that. And again, at Kansas State, he had high leverage games too and did well in those. So I'm just curious what he's going to be able to do. And I'm not going to rule him out as someone who could be a starter. How good of a starter, I have no idea, but I think he could be, depending on how things go in the draft next year and beyond, he could be one of those guys.
Well, you know, John Gruden loved Jackson Dart coming out of the draft, Bob.
And he was so far right.
He said, you know, the MVP of last week's draft is, talking about the draft a week later, the New York Football Giants. He said, I love Jackson Dart. We had him here at Gruden's QB class. He's going to be the future of the Giants. I hate to gloat, Bob, but there was one guy here who was ridiculed by all my colleagues, not to mention everybody else, when I pushed the Steelers to draft Jackson Dart. Now, he's had concussion issues, but they should have taken him. He's part of this conversation forevermore because he was on the board and they didn't take him.
And sometimes you can't project so far ahead that you're ignoring the present. And last year at this time, they still had quarterback needs and concerns. And a lot of people thought Jackson Dart would go higher than that. He fell in that position, so they could have done it. Now, did they need help on the defensive line? Sure. It's one of those things that you got to figure out what you need more of, and they felt they needed more help on the defensive line, but there is no bigger or more important position than quarterback. Maybe they just didn't have the grade on him that they were looking for.
They supposedly had a first-round grade on him, just like Mason.
Well, then.
But if they had a first-round grade, why didn't they go get him? That's the eternal question for me, and I don't know. I hope Jackson Dart stays healthy enough to become the star that I think he's going to be.
Yeah, he was working without neighbors. He had a lot of things going against him.
Or Scannaboo.
Yes.
Right?
So, and he still was a productive player there in his first year. So there's a lot to like there. And yeah, he has to learn not to take on hits. He seems to do it willingly, and he can't be that person.
So what are we looking at the future, the immediate future, and the long-term future with the Steelers for the most important position in all of sports? It's such a week-to-week mystery now. Like, it really did. Like, if you had asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have bet that Rodgers was going to be their quarterback at the beginning
of the season.
And you
may think that again 3 weeks from now.
Might, yeah, you're right.
If he turns things around, and, you know, you can then chalk it off to maybe one bad game or just whatever it was. But I still think my thought coming into the season was he was going to be here for 1 year, regardless. You know, and we'll see. At the end of it, he's going to have to make a decision, too. He'll be in midseason next year, 43 years old.
Well, Hokie was right also. And that seems, when you say that out loud, it seems ridiculous that he would be back here going on 43 years old. Combine that with what Hokie just said, which was what a lot of us witnessed, Bob, and that was a guy who really didn't want to take a hit the other night.
Yeah, he looked like he was more interested in self-preservation. He was trying not to get hit. And, you know, maybe, again, I think a good point that Hokie made there was defensively, those guys interrupted pass routes. I wish the Steelers would do more of it because I think that's one way to stop Joe Flacco from getting into a rhythm. They interrupted his rhythm, and he had a double clutch sometimes. He wasn't sure if he should throw it, you know, because he doesn't want to throw an interception. So I think they did a good job, Chargers did, of messing up routes at the line of scrimmage. They have that five-yard leeway, do it. And I think the Steelers would be advised to do it, especially with Chase and Higgins. If you're going to stop them, it won't be 15 yards down the field. They're normally going to be great right runners when you get open. You better take advantage of the first 5 yards you have to get in their face.
Meantime, Bob, Limitless Wonder taking all kinds of hits on our YouTube comments for saying that the Steelers should take Drew Aller in the third round. Limits, do you want to jump on that and defend yourself?
Well, yeah. I think that, you know, there are significant traits there. And when you're talking about the third round, I didn't say the first. I didn't say the second, where you could get significant quarterbacks. Third is where you're getting more of a guy that you try to develop and fit into your scheme. And I do think that Penn State kind of ruined Aller with the way that he was approached. Terry Smith just came out and said this week, they asked him, what do you think was wrong with the offense? And he said, it took me 3 weeks to realize we're not throwing the ball down the field at all. They never threw the ball down the field with Aller whatsoever. And even Terry Smith, the guy who's the head coach right now, is coming out and admitting that. Like, they broke him in many ways.
And what makes you think the Steelers would extract from Aller what Penn State couldn't?
I'm not entirely confident that that will be the case. But I do think if you get him into a different scheme and a different situation, that there is a lot of talent that you can still extract there.
I think all these guys have talent. It's a matter of getting it out of them, making a system that's something that is in their best interest. Look at, you know, and this is one of the reasons why a good coach, we talked about Dan Muse at the beginning of this show, you take what you have and you game plan based on the talents of players you have, and you can figure out ways to do it as opposed to saying, this is my style, you fit in here or else, and maybe these guys aren't, you know, able to do it. That's what you have to do with quarterbacks who are going to especially be starters. You have to get systems that matter, that make them better. I think Sam Darnold is the best example of that from last year in Minnesota. He finally had a system that worked well for him. He had receivers who were good, and you have to have those systems. If you don't have that here, then it doesn't matter who it is, what the talent is. You may not be able to get the most out of them.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Join us, the fan, toast to the fan, at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino on Monday, November 17th, as we celebrate winning our 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. You're the biggest reason why out there. So the fan's going to buy the first 300 guests a drink. Come say hello. Come visit us. Come party with us. Come raise a glass with your favorite host and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh sports radio. Can't wait.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
To see you there. Limits, let's go to the lines.
Let's do it. Let's start with Tim. He's in the North Hills.
What's up, Tim?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. This is one of my favorite topics because where we do agree without any hesitation is that the quarterback position is the most important position in all team sports that I've seen. So getting a franchise quarterback is of the essence. So anyways, let me take a...
Well, who's it going to be? Who do you want it to be? Who do you think it'll be?
That I can't answer 100%, but what I can tell you is I'm going to give a little defense where you haven't looked yet. Let's just say Josh Howard might be
Will Howard.
The man going forward.
Will Howard, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Will Howard. Okay, let's just say Will Howard is the quarterback of the future. Okay, think of the benefit of everything that was said by Mr. Gruden, I caught only the end of it, of having a year with Aaron Rodgers. I think that alone makes bringing in Aaron Rodgers an extremely good decision for the Steelers. Any reply to that?
Oh, I would agree, just like I think Ben Kindle is taking a lot from his relationship with Sidney Crosby. If you have a Hall of Famer next to you, yeah, you should learn, you should want to learn, you should ask every question imaginable, but you also have to get out there and do it, and he's not been given that opportunity yet, so we'll see what he does with it.
Yeah, I just said if, without question, no matter what happens in his future, he's had a golden year because of everything I understand about his personality. He is sucking in all the information he possibly can. That's what, you know, I have heard, and I think it's fabulous.
Thank you, sir. Limits, next. I mean, it only goes so far with the mentor.
Either you can play or you can't. It certainly is helpful, though, to have somebody you can – ask any question about him. He's been there, done that.
I guess. I mean, Rodgers didn't have a mentor. He had a guy who hated his guts, seemingly, and was jealous of him and didn't want him to take his job, and he turned out pretty well.
No, I understand, but I think Howard strikes me as someone who is really cherishing the time he has to spend with him. And I think Mason does, too. I think Mason really learns. They all do. Why wouldn't you?
Here's Greg in Youngstown.
Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, guys. I like Howard. I mean, I draft another quarterback, too. I have two quarterbacks, you know, to compete for the job. But let me say something. A lot of these teams, let's look at Jared Goff, okay? He is good because he has all these weapons. He has a coach that's innovative. He had an offensive coordinator that was innovative. I mean, I don't think Goff could do anything on the Steelers. I mean, how many quarterbacks are you going to find like Josh Allen or Mahomes? Not many. So they got to get a better head coach, a better offensive coordinator, and better weapons. Because I don't care who you have at quarterback. If you have no receivers and no offensive line and you don't have a game plan, no one's going to succeed.
I agree with that. You have to have all that stuff in place, and then the quarterback takes advantage of it. And there's no question. And that's why I throw out the Darnold example, just because he went to a place where people were probably thinking there's no way he's going to start here and have that kind of success, and he did after he failed in other places. So that all matters. It does. It brings that Mac Jones is having the same sort of opportunity with San Francisco. So
look at the coach. Look who his coach is. So this whole defensive mindset we've been having for the last 30 years has to end. They got to get an offensive head coach next time. And you can always find a defensive coordinator, but they're doing everything backwards right now on the Steelers.
I don't disagree with that. Next.
All right, let's go to Kevin. He's in Texas. He'd like to talk about Will Howard.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how are you guys doing? So I just want to make a comment on Will Howard. I'm a longtime Steelers fan. Go back to the 70s, Pomp, in your time. So I think Will...
I appreciate that.
But, hey, I'm probably the same age as you, or maybe older. I don't know. But I think Will Howard, I think you stick with him right now. Everybody's worried about, you got to get a number one pick. The draft's coming to Pittsburgh. That has nothing to do with how you're going to build your team. A draft is a draft. That's great for the economy and all that for the city. Doesn't matter who you pick. Stick with Will Howard. He has all the attributes, as Gruden said. The bottom line, I heard this on the previous callers. They're saying one thing I wanted to say. It's all about the coaching. And I'm beating a dead horse, but until Tomlin's gone, we're going to be the same old Steelers.
Well, give me
the 9-8.
Give me a really good quarterback in the league right now. Like, list them who wasn't taken in the first round. Because what I see is Drake May, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Bo Nix is having a pretty good year. Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes.
Those guys are all
Jared
top
Goff,
end.
Matthew Stafford. You want me to keep going? Baker Mayfield. The guys are first round picks.
But heavy top five, top ten first round. If you're not in there, that maybe changes the narrative a little bit. But your point is well taken. That's where you're going to find
them. Tom Brady's a sixth rounder.
Yeah, you bring up the one example from history of the greatest sixth round pick probably in any sport ever. I get it. If you're not drafting in the first round, you're moving uphill. You're trying to win the lottery.
How many were drafted in the first round over the years and didn't hang out either?
Very true.
You could throw that out there too.
Well,
we need a wide receiver.
Sure, you could. Sure, you could. You better get a quarterback in the first round. That's what I would say. Yes, a lot have failed, but again, you want to look across the league right now. Start listing star quarterbacks that weren't drafted in the first round.
Who are your choices that you would take in this first round?
Now that's a different topic. Is it a good year? To take one in the first round?
It was supposed to be, and I think
that's an entirely different topic. Mendoza would obviously be the guy that I would jump on first, wouldn't you, Bob?
He looks very good, but I can also make a case that his receivers were outstanding last week against Penn State, making some of those catches.
Don't you think most people, by the way, with Will Howard made the case or when it came time to drafting,
talent?
That it was the talent around
him?
Sure,
they had
Ibuka.
They were loaded at wide receiver. They had running back talent. They had everything. But that's all part of it. He has to also be the guy who puts them in position to make plays. If you had a bad quarterback who did not do that, then those guys would be complaining. It's a two-way street.
And they make a lot of mistakes on quarterbacks still, that all these teams with all these people whose livelihoods depend on their evaluations of quarterbacks, that all of them didn't completely fail on a guy as high profile out there, obvious for everyone to see as Will Howard. Could be wrong. They've all been wrong before. They have, but... That's just hard for me to believe, Bob. Why did he last until the sixth round? Why did he last that long?
But sports has a weird way of turning things you would never think happen into something that did happen. I think there are players out there who just need opportunities. We're sitting next to Chris Hoke here. He was undrafted. Brett Kiesel came in as the seventh. They were uphill climbs. But once you make an opportunity, and that's all I'm saying. If Will Howard shows you something next year that you may not have thought had that you would see, okay, maybe there's something there. You work with him. Next thing you know, that undrafted guy, that seventh or sixth round pick, elevates rather quickly while other guys may have problems. So I don't like to rule any of that out just because I think I've seen weird things happen in sports, and I would not be surprised if he turns into something they all of a sudden like, and we'll see where it takes them.
Wonder Twin, one more.
All right, let's go to Johnny and Farrell.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Bob. Hey, I'm looking at this kind of financially, that if we can go all in on developing Howard, From what Gruden said, it seems like, you know, maybe that would, you know, would work. And I'm not saying pound a square peg through a round hole, but if we can do that, we can get Howard on the cheap for 3-4 years and then pay all our other players. And then if he's that good, then we'll give him, you know, whatever the contract. So let's develop him, get him on, keep him on the cheap, and then, you know, build a Super Bowl team around it. I mean, we kind of did that with Ben. Look, we won our first Super Bowls with Ben in what, the first 3-4 years when he was on the cheap. So let's do that all over again. If everything Gruden says is true and everybody else and the fact sheet,
Wait a second, though. What was your point with Ben? And
he was surrounded by a lot of talent.
Yes,
and he was more of a manager of that. Talent.
See that I've never bought, especially when they won the Super Bowl with Bettis, his first Super Bowl. You go back and look at the three games that got him to the Super Bowl. He outdueled Peyton Manning in Indy. Before that, he riddled Cincy, and then he riddled Denver. That is not a game manager. That's a star.
No, but absolutely. But he's not. He's saying manager. Getting there. There were a lot of his first year when they went 15-1. That's pretty much what he was, and he didn't make mistakes. He was good about coming up with plays when he had to, but he wasn't a guy who was going to do what you suggested later.
They wouldn't have been 15-1 with Tommy Maddox that year. I can promise you that.
No, I get it. What I'm saying is, you do have to have talent around him. You have to have defensive talent and offensive talent around him, whoever it may be.
And I'm just looking at on the money side to get him on the cheap. If he can develop into close to what Ben was. Or maybe better with his photographic mind. He's probably maybe smarter than Ben from what they say. That's how the Steelers, you know, the Steelers are the exception to the rule of the NFL.
I'm going to make you a promise. Will Howard will never live in the same universe football-wise as Ben Roethlisberger did. Never.
I agree with that.
That's
a Hall of Famer. You're talking about Hall of Fame talent versus just somebody who can come up and be a starter and a good starter. I think Gruden used the wrong word. I would be shocked if he wasn't a solid NFL quarterback. That may be a lot. I think he could emerge as a starter in the league. I don't know to what level. So I think it's incumbent upon the Steelers coaches to figure out a way to see what they can get out of him. And then we'll see.
And then if it works financially, we're in a sweet spot again.
Absolutely. Now you have a guy who's not going to be making all that much, and you could really go out and do some damage with shopping.
And that's the cheat code of parity. You can beat the parity that they want to.
However, and I agree with Joe on this. If they do draft someone in the first round, that person is going to get every opportunity to lose that job. He's going to get more opportunity than Will Howard. And if Will Howard puts up things that they want to see but they didn't expect to see, then that may change. But it's all out there in the future, and it's kind of useless to predict it, I think, because we don't know. We have to see him in action to know.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That's in Crinkuland. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny today, high of Larry Foote, 50, low of 36, the bus. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We're going to play Paul Skeens on his conference call with reporters last night. It wasn't your ordinary conference call, I can promise you that. That's as in-depth, way more in-depth than I've ever heard him in any interview since he got to Pittsburgh. And of course, I'm sure he was in a good mood to speak because he won the Cy Young Award. And all of this comes on the heels of that report from Randy Miller from NJ.com about how a teammate, Skeens' teammate, told Miller that Skeens would love to get traded, wants to go to the Yankees at some point, all of that. He addressed it. We'll talk about all of it. But first, the Limitless Express.
Yeah, Joe, kind of to piggyback off that, I wanted to go off of a report from Mark Feinstein of MLB.com reporting yesterday that the Pirates could commit between $30 to $40 million to their 2026 payroll. That's an additional money.
Not enough.
So it's obviously higher of what they would have spent in previous offseasons. They spent narrowly above $30 million in free agency going into 23 and 24. It dropped to $20 million last year, but still, it's got to be about quality over quantity, Bob,
absolutely.
Right? They make these moves.
If you tell me there are two players and you'll spend $40 million on two really good players at $20 million a year, for example, then I'll say okay for that. But the way they normally do it, it's six players, you know, making $3 to $4 million a year. And normally you get what you pay for in baseball, Joe.
Well, the numbers thrown out there are very interesting to me. Will the Pirates' payroll rise since last season? They got rid of a bunch of money at the end of the year. Are they merely going to make that up and come in with a sub-90 payroll again?
Right. That's the thing for me. Like, they dropped a significant amount of money, and if they trade Mitch Keller, that's another million off the books. So are they actually, let's say that they do spend 40. Keller is another 15. Are they really going to spend $55 million? That would get them right back to about where they were. We want them to spend another $20 million plus on top of that.
Let's say if they even crack $100 million, which is the very least they could do. Ben Cherington's big quote to Randy Miller was, we're going to have a little more flexibility in payroll.
A little.
Oh, great.
A little.
Great. That sounds great. Financial flexibility.
Paul Skeens and Jared Jones and all the other talented pitchers they have. You have to strike when you have the ability to strike and you know it's possible to actually get. Can you imagine? Here's the hurdle. If you get into a postseason, you throw Skeens and Bubba Chandler and Jared Jones, for example, in three straight games, and you tell me you don't have a chance. Yes, you'll have a chance. But you got to get there first, and the only way you do that is to bring in quality guys who are going to help you offensively.
Bob, can you get lice even if you're bald?
I don't know.
Limits?
Where would they hide?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can either, but no. I don't know that for a fact.
Why are you asking?
I was singing about Malsy in the hallway, and one of the words rhymed with lice, and I said he was bald so he couldn't get lice, and then I said, is that actually a true line? If you're bald, are you immune to lice, Bob?
Well, don't they have to fester somewhere? Do they just cling to your baldness?
I don't know what they do.
Maybe they can
slide
cling
off
to Malsy's leg hair.
I don't know what they do. It's interesting. It's, just a side
it's
light.
It's funny how you walk through the halls, Joe. I observe, and I'm just you start singing.
Yeah.
And it goes in totally different directions. It often rhymes. It makes very little sense, but the rhymes are the rhymes
does
are
make
there.
Very little sense.
But I still want it to be factually accurate, Bob. That's the
I don't know. When you're dealing with like movies or songs, you have a license to embellish. If you say lice,
yeah,
no one's going to sit there and say, you can't have lice second. Because you have a bald head and it's going to slide and it'll end up in your nostrils. But you may have hair there.
It'll
maybe
end
that's
up in
where
your nostrils.
I don't know.
I'm like, what are those lice doing, Bob?
Can you imagine?
They're finding hair.
Lice?
They're finding hair.
Nostril lice.
Do
God,
lice
that's
one
a horrible
hair?
Thought. Yeah.
They go in there and they just nestle and then they have kids and they're
oh my gosh.
Lice.
There's a lot of places that they could hang out there, Bob. Not good.
Little lice families. Have you guys ever dealt with that in any level in your families?
Thankfully, lice? No.
Bed bugs?
Bed bugs, have you?
No. I'm asking you.
No.
Have you ever gone to a hotel where you'd had thoughts? Maybe
had thoughts, yeah. Had thoughts that it might not be good here. Lemons, you're next.
I'd like to see you at a hotel. What you do in your germaphobe way.
Oh, man. He definitely brings his own sheets.
My apartment on Fifth Avenue in Shadyside circa 1993 or 4 had cockroaches.
Ugh. Oh, man.
One of the most blistering phone calls I ever delivered when that guy told me I couldn't get out of my lease. I got out of the lease, Bob. Let's just put it that way.
Sure
and
did.
They would come out at night, which is, is what they do. And then I would,
even if they don't come out, it's on your mind.
It's
all
horrifying.
The time.
Yes.
And then any little thing you feel in bed, you're thinking it's a cockroach.
Right. That didn't sound right. But go ahead.
Well, John Gruden loves Mason Heinsohn.
Thought I was talking to Derek Carr or Rich Gannon. I mean, this guy is well beyond his years. It's a credit to his family, his upbringing, but he's obviously very poised. He's been well-trained, and I know he's ready for this big moment.
And John Gruden had the first interview, a national interview, with Mason Heinsohn of anyone.
And it was outstanding.
High praise.
And so was
Mason.
Well, so was Pony and Muller
with
Mason.
Yeah, that was a very good interview. And you could tell he is just one of those
guys
a star. Who oozes confidence.
Yeah.
And he understands he makes mistakes, sure, but he's going to overcome them. And he doesn't shy away. So I like that, and that's very infectious on your offensive line, your skilled people on the team in general.
He is just such an example.
But this will be a big test.
Exhibit A of how a player at that position just changes your fortunes. We're talking about the Steelers here. What's going to happen in the immediate long-term future? Man, when you have that guy, everything changes. It's just that simple. They're hard to get. Next. And I'm not saying who knows where the Heinsohn story goes, but I like the early signs.
Yeah, I wanted to add in also what Gruden had to say with the morning show guys this morning about evaluating young quarterbacks and what he looks at in that.
Well, first of all, you look for production. Who can move their team, put the ball in the end zone, and win games? And when you look at Carr of Notre Dame and you look at Heinsohn at Pitt, both guys are putting the ball in the end zone a lot. They're averaging 40 points a game. They're doing it a lot of different ways. They're distributing the ball to three or four, sometimes five different receivers. You're seeing them get more involved in the pre-snap at the line of scrimmage, fixing protections. I love to see that. And I love Mason because he can use his legs. I mean, he had about 60 yards rushing against Florida State. He can get out of trouble. You can use him in the RPO game. He's got some size and playing strength that I think is really good. But I just love to watch these guys at crunch time the most. How do they play in the fourth quarter when they're tied or behind? And so far, it's been pretty impressive by these two young cats that are going to show up Saturday in Pittsburgh. Man,
I can't wait for this game, Bob. And I think Pitt's going to give them a way better game than the odds makers think. I think it's 10.5 or 11.5 right now. What is it?
It was 12.
I saw 12? 12.
Wow.
It keeps going up.
I just think, you know, Notre Dame has everything that you would want in a college football team right now, and starting with a run game. That's going to be the whole thing with me. How does Pitt contain Love in their run game? And if they can, you put a lot more pressure on Carr, and I'd rather go that route because they have some active linebackers and people who can make plays in turnover situations.
Bob, have you seen the latest photos of Valerie Bertinelli? She has a blonde wig now, and her face got smaller. I'll show you the photo.
No.
She was one of my first loves.
Yeah, she was on what show was it? I forget the show.
What was the show she was on? Limits wouldn't know.
I have no clue.
Facts? Not Facts of Life.
No, something
one day
like
at
that.
A time.
One day, was that it?
One day at a time.
One day at a time. Does that sound like a show?
She was beautiful, Bob, yeah. Wasn't she?
She's not now.
I'm not saying she's not, but all of us age. I don't look the way I did when I was in my 20s.
I would
right?
say there's a distinguished quality to you that makes you look better.
Not as good as Ron.
What is that distinguished quality, Bob?
The savvy old news hounds. You know, he has that going for him. He's confident about his takes, and he's willing to go at you if you disagree with his takes.
She has a blonde wig. You should see it, Bob.
Why is she wearing a wig?
I don't know.
Did she go through like cancer treatments, or is that just a cosmetic thing?
No, it's a cosmetic thing. She wants to.
She had nice
change
hair.
Her look.
Won't get it dyed.
And maybe she will. Limits.
All right, let's talk about Paul Skeens next.
we go from lice to bald heads to wigs to who knows.
Some of her clients, I guess it is dye, and she runs this thing. No, she said it's a wig. It's a wig that she's wearing.
In support of someone who had cancer, maybe?
No, Bob. It's just a wig that she wants to wear to change her look. And her clients include Jennifer Aniston, Kim Kardashian, and Jennifer Lopez. How about that?
Good. They don't need wigs. They have nice hair.
Will you wear a wig someday?
No. Would you? You're closer than that than I am.
I would, I think, yeah.
You don't need it.
No?
I think they look... I know when Ralph Iannotti was here, one of my favorite guys of all. One of those, you talk about hardcore journalists, straightforward, getting it done. But he went through that where he used to have a wig on, a toupee. And I was, not that it's none of my business, but one day I said, hey, Ralph, I think you'd look better natural. I do. You know.
Did he take your advice?
He did. Well, it wasn't just my advice. There are others who tell him, too. I think it just looks more natural that way.
That's bold and, I think, caring to tell a friend that, Bob.
I think there were a few drinks involved, and I just let my guard down.
You look like hell. That's good. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Jeff.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.